The joke domain that became a geopolitical flashpoint and the fingerprinting side story. The day's highest scoring post, 923 points, carried the headline "A joke domain purchase turned into geopolitical warfare," and it earned every word of that description. Sondhub began as a hobbyist platform for tracking radio sondes. The instrument packages meteorological agencies attached to weather balloons and launched twice daily around the world. Someone bought the domain as a lighthearted gesture. The project grew into genuine infrastructure for amateur radio operators and researchers worldwide. And then, according to a write-up by XSS Fox on Sprocket Fox, it found itself operationally relevant to parties with interests far removed from weather monitoring. The piece documents a shift the author describes with striking honesty, building a tool for balloon enthusiasts and slowly realizing that real-time geographic telemetry, where balloons travel at what altitude, how fast, is surveillance-adjacent information in contested airspace. Radio sondes cross borders. The data they generate does not stay neutral simply because its collectors intended it to be. The governance problem the Sondhub story illustrates is a recurring one without a resolved answer. Open-source civilian infrastructure that aggregates geographic data doesn't remain purely civilian by authorial intent alone. The HN comment thread debated whether hobbyist projects handling location data carry any advance obligation to think through dual-use scenarios, or whether imposing that burden on independent developers is itself unreasonable. The XSS Fox write-up offers no clean resolution. Its value, as noted in discussion, lies in documenting what the gap between intention and consequence looks like from the inside. A parallel case appeared lower on the front page. A post from Lazarfile documented AliExpress running silent audio context, fingerprinting through the web audio API, creating and analyzing audio buffers in a background context users never hear, exploiting tiny hardware processing variations to generate a persistent device identifier that survives incognito mode and cookie clearing. The side effect that drew initial attention, on some devices, creating that audio context sends signals the Bluetooth stack interprets as an audio stream handoff request, dropping a paired device mid-session. The researcher reportedly found the fingerprinting while debugging a frustrating Bluetooth problem, a reminder that security research often starts not from a threat model but from someone annoyed enough to dig deeper. The privacy implications extend beyond the Bluetooth disruption. Web audio fingerprinting is not disclosed in cookie consent banners because it uses no cookies, leaving users with no standard mechanism to opt out or even know it is occurring.